April 15th, 2024. I wanted tonight to talk about Haggadah Shel Pesach together with you and advance a specific direction in understanding Haggadah Shel Pesach. We'll begin with Louis' suggestion of starting to talk about Arami Oved Avi. You see, at the center of Haggadah Shel Pesach were really Doresh Pesukim. We read from Derashot, the interpretations of the rabbis, in these Pesukim from Parashat Kitabo. Right, Parashat Kitabo, at the onset of the parasha, there's a description of when the farmer, the agriculturalist, brings his or her crops to the Mikdash. And what are they to do in such a circumstance? They don't just dedicate them to God. They have a proclamation. It's called Hava'at Bikurim. And then there's a Mikra Bikurim. And in Haggadah Shel Pesach, we read those words and we interpret them along the lines of the rabbis. So I'd like to, in the initial stages of this, read a little bit together with you, and of course stop and pause and discuss it in between. From this book, it's called Shi'urim Lezecher Abba Mori. This was written by, or it was taken from the Shi'urim of Rabbi Salvechik Zichrono Livracha. These were what were known as his famous Yartzeit Shi'urim. On the day of his father's passing every year, he gave a very large and well-attended public derasha, lecture to people. And in one of them, I think in the later years, he gave it on the topic of Sipuri Siat Misraim, which of course is what we do on the night of Pesach. And so in it, he sets forth what became, and may have been already, a famous notion of his with regards to understanding this mitzvah of Sipuri Siat Misraim. And it begins, and to a certain extent ends with, focusing on the reading of Arami Oved Avi. So if you'll read together with me here on the bottom paragraph here on page Kof Ayin, it says the following: V'hine hasir hamerkazi shel sipur yisya mitzrayim hu parashat Arami Oved Avi. It says the main hinge, asir is a hinge, in other words, that which everything revolves around is the reading of this passage in the Haggadah, which is really why Louis asked about it. B'mishnah in Masechet Pesachim and Daf Kof Tet Zayin Mevo'ar v'doresh me'arami Oved Avi ad she'igmor kol ha'parasha kula. What do? We read the entire passage as we interpret it. Kemo chen hu lashon harambam. V'hu she'idrosh me'arami Oved Avi ad she'igmor kol ha'parasha. V'chol ha'mosif u'ma'arich b'derash parasha zo hare ze meshubach. Right, when we read in the Haggadah, Chol ha'marbe lesaper yisya Mitzrayim hare ze meshubach, the Lashon of Harambam, the wording of Harambam is, what's ideal to spend a lot of time when you develop the story of Mitzrayim? If I asked each of you, you'd say the more midrashim you have describing the frogs and the locust. If you ask another person, it's like the miracles of leaving Egypt. Ironically, the words of Harambam are, you want to know what's ideal? You want to know what you spend most of your time on? On the parasha of Arami Oved Avi, being Doresh those Pesukim. That's an interesting thing. Bahalacha alef rak halal, chol ha'marbe b'dvarim she'ir'u v'shehayu hare ze meshubach, v'kan piret v'yityaches l'derashat parashat Arami Oved Avi. Kanir'eh sheleda'ato, writes Rabbi Salvechik, e efshar lehasig ribui hadvarim b'hagadah al yedeh ma'aseh sipur gereda. That line is the introduction to the fundamental. You cannot and will not, according to Harambam and his understanding of the Mishnah and the way that we do it today, fulfill this mitzvah of Sipuri Siyam Yisrayim, telling the story of the Exodus, by just, listen to the words, telling the story of the Exodus. That's not a fulfillment. It needs to be more than that, more than telling the story. I mean, the mitzvah is telling the story. Anu zikukim lema'ase limud ha'parasha kedei lehashlimo. How do you fulfill the mitzvah of Sipur Yisya Mitzrayim, which again, ironically translates as telling the story by studying the story, interpreting the story. Just telling the story is not sufficient. אם מאריכים על ידי קריאת הפרשיות בספר שמות העוסקות במאורעות יציאת מצרים, לא יוצאים מדי חובת הריבוי. If you try to, I'm going to fulfill this mitzvah בהידור this year. Could someone bring me a chumash? I open up to the chumash and I start reading from ספר שמות in English so everybody understands it. And I read through it and I get into parashat Va'era and Bo and Beshalach and I'm just reading the story through. You haven't, if you read the words of Harambam carefully, really fulfilled this mitzvah entirely. The ribui, the adding on to it, ironically, is the part that our eyes glaze over the most about, generally speaking, in the Haggadah. It's the studying part. But that, Rabbi Soloveitchik is already setting forth for us, is the most integral aspect of Haggadah Shel Pesach. It's about the study, the Talmud. So far, hang tight. I hear you. You can empirically prove this initially. You could just bring a lot of proofs from what the rabbis were doing. And apparently this is going to somehow, and it's really going to be the question, fit into what it means to re-experience the Exodus. It's something about the studying. But give him a chance to at the very least prove it, you know, from sources that this is the case. Shtei halachot mevuarot kan. Clearly there are two halachot. Reshit, ki sipur yisya Mitzrayim sarich shehitkayem, 6 lines from the top, al yedei limud Torah shebichtav v'tziruf Torah shebaal peh. Im ha-miskeret hi sipur dvarim lelo limudam, אף על פי שאינם אמת כשלעצמם, ומכוונים הם לעובדות. If you're telling the story, even if it's factual, even if it's truthful, אינו מקיים מצווה זו כהלכתה, you're not ideally fulfilling this. אומנו, ישנו בכל אופן קיום גם מעשה סיפור גרידה. He says there's a fulfillment in just telling the story as well. After all, we have different types of sons, tells the Haggadah. If you have the tipesh, if you have the lowest level one, the rasha, you need to tell him, says Harambam, we were all slaves like that, made servant, and God redeemed us. However, to the wise one, to the hacham, what's the response, says Haggadah Shel Pesach? You teach him en maftirin achar ha-pesach hafikomin, which means to say, the wiser the person is, the more depth you need to hand them. Depth is beyond stories. Base level is stories. Depth, kol ha-marbe le-saper, the kulanu hachamim, the highest level that you can achieve, is through the study. He continues. Ve'od nira barur, shelo rak ata me'orot, in the second paragraph, tzrichim lefaresh v'lidrosh minikudat talmud torah shebichdav shebaal peh. He says you should know something. Arami oved avi, Louis' passage is the storyline. We left Egypt, I was in servitude in this fashion, my forefather. Ela sheyeshno chiyuv miyuchad lilmod hilchot ha-pesach. Fascinatingly, there's more than just the storyline, and if you'll pay attention to his proofs, you won't be able to read the Haggadah the same way again. If you pay attention to his proofs, clearly we embrace anything having to do with Pesach and Halacha. Listen to perhaps the most famous line in the Haggadah. Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Hare ani keben 70 shana, velo zachiti she'te'amer yisya Mitzrayim balelot. We remember this one. He was keben 70 shana. He wasn't actually 70 years old. And I never said yisya Mitzrayim balelot. Ad she'derasha ben zoma. She'ne'emar kol yemei hayecha hayamim, kol yemei hayecha halelot. Pause for a second. What's that referring to? What's that mitzvah that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah ben Zoma are referring to? What are they talking about? What do we fulfill every night mentioning Yitzhak Mitzrayim? In Shema, it's what's called Zechirat Yitzhak Mitzrayim. Many, if not all of us, fulfilled that already tonight. What does that have to do with Haggadah Shel Pesach? That's what we do every single night. That's every single night. We have a mandate, we have a mitzvah, says the Mishnah, and daf yod bet amud bet, masechet berachot, to mention Yitzhak Mitzrayim. Where do you learn that from? Lema'am tizkor, so that you remember, kol yemei hayecha teaches me, even the nights, you need to mention Yitzhak Mitzrayim. That has nothing to do.
Including
days and nights, tefillat arbit, when we say kriyat shema, ani Hashem elokechem, she'oseti etchem eretz Mitzrayim. But wait a second.
Question when it was the Ramana, what is the
that?
Raita?
That's the question over there. Is it? And he's arguing that it's even on a deoraita level. It's mitzvah ta'aseh, says ben zoma. But wait a second. What does that have to do with this night? You know, it's kind of like your child or your spouse or you yourself get up at the seder and say, I have a devar Torah. Fadal. So my devar Torah has to do with the fact that we say kiryat shema every night, but it doesn't. How does that connect to Pesach? What does that have to do with it? Well, it has to do with leaving Egypt, does it not? That's part of Sipur Yisya Mitzrayim. I mean, we mentioned it as part of our Haggadah. It's an amazing thing. There's more than that. It says that in the Nusach of Harambam, it goes like this. The wording in that passage is Amar Lahem Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Did you hear the words? Amar Lahem, extra word. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said to them. Who's to them?
To the four rabbis.
To the four rabbis. Where were the four rabbis? In a place called B'nai Berak. When were they in B'nai Berak? on Pesach. And they were talking about Pesach until the morning, right? And then the students came in and said to them, Rabotenu, Hagi Hazman Kriyat Shema Shacharit. So, if you have the Nosach of Harambam, the Girsah of Harambam in it, Harambam does, our Haggadot do not.
No, but do we have his Nosach?
Yes. Harambam spells it out for us in his Mishneh Torah. Harambam has Amar Lahem, which means say Harambam is reenacting for us that night. Here's the four rabbis around the table, maybe with others, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah on that occasion turned to the others and have a Dvar Torah for everyone. Oh, sure. Are you going to tell us about Yisya Mitzrayim? Maybe about the Makot? Maybe tell me something about Paro? Maybe tell me something about Kot? No. I want to tell you about Kiryat Shema every night. What does that have to do with anything? Again, not only do we say it as part of our Haggadah, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah himself said this as part of Sipur Yisya Mitzrayim. It's got nothing to do with telling the story. It has to do with a separate mitzvah, unless, says Rabbi Soloveitchik again, Sipur Yisya Mitzrayim, for some reason, is fulfilled not merely by telling the story, but by being Doresh and explaining Halachot, relevant in any even tangential way.
No boundaries, it's anything.
It's an amazing thing.
Why call it a Haggadah?
Well, the word Haggadah first and foremost is derived from the Pasuk, V'igadta l'binecha. But what is the fulfillment? Apparently, the rabbi's understanding is it has anything with reference and in some way connected to Egypt, the Yitzhak from Egypt, and God's role in it. It's a fascinating thing.
Nothing to do with Korban Pesach.
Korban Pesach as well. Hang tight. Now look at Bet here in this paragraph. Bet, Ayin betosefta. Tosefta, if you're familiar, Tosefta is a reference to what's not entered into Mishnayot. We often in the Gemara, we call that a Baraita. Tosefta is a whole collection of those. So we have written, when I was much younger, I used to dream that one day I was going to write a commentary on Tosefta for some strange reason. I felt it was neglected. I got older, I realized it's far from neglected. It's just when you're younger, you believe that. Anyway, I am Tosefta Sofar Ve'Pesachim. He'etiku ota Be'hagahot Maimonuyot Kan Be'Shilhi Hilchot Hamet Matzah. Listen to the words. Hayav Adam. Listen to the next words. La'asok Be'Hilchot HaPesach kol halayla. You need to study the laws of Pesach the whole night. That includes Korban Pesach. That includes Masah. That includes Maror. Which means to say the fulfillment on this night, part of the mandate, the responsibility, is not just telling the story. It's studying the laws. You need a halacha class. Afil beno leben beno. Afilu beno leben atzmo, afilu beno leben talmido, maaseh berabban gamliel uskenim shayu mesubim bet baitos ben zunin belot. It sounds familiar so far. The rabbis were together in a place called Lod, similar to ours, not in Bnei Brak. Vehayu, and what does our Haggadah say in the story in Bnei Brak? Misapirim b'siyam tzayim koloto alayla, right? What does this one say? Oskin or asukin b'hilchot ha-pesach kol alayla. Isn't that an amazing thing? The Tosefta says, what were they doing all night? They were studying the laws of Korban Pesach. Some of my rabbis, when they finished Haggadah Shel Pesach, I know this from their children, they sit down and they study Hilchot Korban Pesach. And they understand it as being part of the fulfillment, following this line of logic. Gimal, and this one we mentioned already, what's the response to the Ben Hacham? Afata emor lo ki Hilchot HaPesach. You respond to him, the laws of Korban Pesach, in maftirin achar haPesach afikomin. In a sentence, that's a good question. I'm not sure why isn't it Hilchot HaPesach?
Because it's a continuation to his question. What are these things you're doing?
These are following the Hilchot Pesach.
Right, something like that. That's like point. It's a conjunction to his question, maybe.
These are the Hilchot HaPesach.
It's a long line. Okay, interesting. Nice. Interesting.
You're pointing to the item and referring to the book.
So this is a fulfillment like in that. Fascinating. Nice. Okay, regardless, to be continued on that. I guess we got to think about it even more. We need to, Louis, we need to let it marinate. Uma'od shegisat ha-gera hi ad en maftirim. Right, the girsa of gera of Gaon Mivilna is that you're supposed to answer the hacham until in maftirin achara Pesach hafikomim, which means you're taking him from the ABCs of Korban Pesach, the Pesachim, to the very last law. I repeat again, in case it wasn't clear, the claim, and it's a very, very strong one, to be Yotze on the highest level, Sipur Yisya'at Mitzrayim, Rabbi Soloveitchik has an ample amount of proofs and evidence that you do so not merely by reading stories in the Torah, not even by being Doresh and telling Midrashim related to the story, but by focusing on all halachot relevant to the night at
also,
all.
Are we not doing
it has to be all because the Haggadah
has
Haggadah.
How much is in the Haggadah? The Haggadah only has...
My Haggadah.
But the Haggadah has Arameo Vedavi.
Right, so
and those aren't the Rashot. Those are simple Halachot. That the understanding here is it needs to be a Torah Shba'al Peh. The understanding here is it needs to be a class. It needs to be a delving into. That seems to be the clear intention and direction over here.
We did a step back.
Of course.
So, why are we celebrating Pesach at home?
As opposed to?
What's your question?
Pesach. What was Pesach? We all used to go to the Beit HaMikdash. They used to do Korban Pesach. They didn't even fit in there, right? There was millions of people that they didn't even fit by the door. And then they would come home, we did Pesach.
Right.
Now we lost the Beit HaMikdash.
Right.
So now what happened? Do your little Mikdash Me'at, each one does it in his house, and okay. We just remember the story of Egypt.
Right.
So there's two ways to remember to do our Mikdash Me'at at home. Number one is you say the stories, or number two, you say the halachot of what we stopped doing. That was the zugot, that was all the book you gave. It's like, how do you make it mundane? So I would assume that the most relevant time period to the time period that we lost is the Beit HaMikdash.
No, but
so you're skipping a step by going all the way back to Egypt. The most recent, if you look in recency, it was the Beit HaMikdash.
So,
that's what we want to recreate.
So I'm going to suggest the following, though. I'm going to suggest that during the time of the Beit HaMikdash, the mandate was that you're bringing yourself back into Egypt. So in other words, we don't just want to make it back to the Mikdash. We
so
want to make
a new medium
it
to get
Egypt.
Us back there.
No, but you want
right.
to be back. That's why you do it in your home, because you have to have the korban for yourself.
Right.
In
no,
your
Alberto
house.
Was Alberto was saying,
others.
why don't you just bring yourself
home,
into
you
the Mikdash?
No, but in Egypt they did it in their house, and they weren't even allowed to share the korban.
They only did a Beit HaMikdash.
In
when
Egypt.
You lost a Beit HaMikdash, that's when you did it at home.
Before so now,
the Mikdash, they did
okay.
it in Egypt that way.
So now. Rabbi Soloveitchik, in his next stages, attempts to explain his reasoning why this is fulfilled through Talmud Torah. And he has a beautiful interpretation. I'd actually like to bring it in a different direction, though. Not Chas V'Shalom to put down his interpretation, but I think there's a beauty in the direction that his contemporary, and as a matter of fact, they overlapped a little bit in Berlin, if I'm not mistaken. His name was Rav Huttner. Rabbi Yitzchak Huttner was the former Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivat Chaim Berlin. We know it from Coney Island Avenue. He lived at the end of his life in Israel. Anyway, he wrote many books called Pachad Yitzchak. He was a very profound Jewish thinker. And so I'd like to, again, use a commentary or a ma'amar of his in his Pachad Yitzchak on Pesach. To explain why, even though this isn't what he's addressing, I'd like to explain why the evidence which Rabbi Soloveitchik set forth is true. Again, to state it in a sentence, part and parcel of fulfilling Sipur Yisya'at Mitzrayim on Leil Pesach is not just telling the story, but studying the laws as well. Not just telling the story, but interpreting the story. Not just speaking and describing, but also delving into. For what reason? What is it about Talmud Torah that plays such a central role on this night? It would be appropriate, and I would understand it if we were doing it on Shavuot. That's the time for the study of Torah. Why is Pesach, so to speak, a primary time for this fulfillment of Talmud Torah? Why is Sipur Yisya'at Mitzrayim envisioning and feeling myself as if I left Egypt fulfilled through Talmud Torah? So I'd like to briefly bring you through some of what Rav Huttner writes here in Ma'amar Membet. And you'll find it on the next page at the bottom. And so Rav Huttner begins by setting forth the following. And again, what's our angle? What are we looking for? To understand his words and to hopefully let them influence and give us a fuller picture as to why Talmud Torah plays this integral role. He begins by saying and pointing out that there's one mitzvah in the Torah described explicitly as an avodah. Avodah means worship. We did that in the Mikdash. We did Avodah and all sorts of pretty much everything we do. Ul'obdo b'chol levavechem is, to a certain extent, a full-fledged, all-encompassing mitzvah. We worship God in all our ways. We're oved Hashem, that's what we do. However, if you look in the Torah, for the one mitzvah that's described as avodah, worship, it's ma ha'avodah hazot lachem.
The Rasha's question.
The Rasha's question. It's the Korban Pesach. What we do on Leil Pesach is described as an avodah. That and only that. Well, for what reason? Why is avodah, and remember, avodah is worship, but it's also milashon avdut, so to speak, enslaved or servitude to God. Why is it experienced through Korban Pesach, or what we do on this night? So read it together with me a little bit. He writes, Kol tenua mitenuat haguf vehanefesh asher al yada ha'adam mafnet atzmo kelapei yotro nichneset hi bichlala shel avodat Hashem. He says, anything and everything that we do, Louis, we could get through the Hebrew here, anything we do in dedicating our body, our spirit, our mind to God, that's avodah. That's avodat Hashem. I mean, who can say that we don't strive for this? That when I get on the train, that when I close the business deal, this isn't part of my avodah. I can't say that we are successful at this, but we all want that. Ubeemet lo matzino b'Torah shum mitzvah pratit asher tikare b'shem avodah b'stam. You won't find anything in the Torah which is just known as avodah. Happens to be, ironically, we on Kippur, we always say the Seder HaAvodah. Well, but this is the one that the Torah describes as such. Yotze min haklal hi mitzvat laila rishona shel haga pesach meforash huzharnu al mitzvat ha-laila hazeh betzivui shel stam avodah ve'avadeta ha-avodah hazot. So not only the question, but it's also an explicit pasuk, you should do this avodah. Al yedei ha-tor hazeh shel stam avodah. This is the simple and direct avodah hanitan mitzvot halayla hazeh, given to these mitzvot matzah, maror, korban pesach, sipui siyamsaim, to'amim anu, we so to speak taste b'kiyumam, tamam yuhad ach verak l'mitzvot lehit kadesh hag, we somehow experience and find through them something specific to Pesach. כשאנו באים לבטא את הטעם הזה בדיבור, עלינו להסבירו כמו שהתבהר כאן לפנינו. Rabbi Hunter says, we need to now begin in explaining this. And so, if you'll, together with me, take a look at, we're going to have to a little bit skip around. Go into Bet in this next paragraph, but I want to skip down in this paragraph to the words here, where it's, I got it, oh good. Yeshna, it's the last word on a line, it's maybe eight lines before the end of the paragraph. It says, Yeshna avodat eved hana'aset al da'at harav, mepenei sha'eved nimsa kvar bershut rabo. V'yeshna avodat eved hana'aset, you see it over here, seven lines from the bottom, al da'at harav, b'chdei sha'al yedei avodah zo yikanes ha'eved lereshut rabo. So Rav Huttner turns to the halakha with regards to slavery, not things we often think about any longer for good reason. But he says the following.
And it's relevant, this is the night of Avodah. Right?
Indeed. He says, of course, he says, it goes like this. If a slave is already the slave of his master or her master, and the master says, pour my glass for me. They pour the glass. You don't call that per se a ma'aseh avodah, that's significant. They're just listening. They're just doing what they do. What about when they do it as the first act as a slave? In other words, I'm a free man. The way in which my master, and this is halakha, dictates it as such, can acquire me is by me doing their will. You follow? It's the exact same job. When I'm already his slave, I poured him the wine. And in order to become his slave, I poured him the wine. When I, in the initial stage, did it, something more than just doing what he wanted me to do was taking place. I was effectively, through pouring him that wine, being makne myself, giving over myself to being acquired by the slave owner. When I already did it afterwards, it looked the same, and out of context, it appears to be the same, but it's an altogether different action.
So how does the kinyan or an eved happens when he serves you first?
One of the kinyanim of the eved is through a ma'ase avdut.
But the eved doesn't own himself. It's the seller that owns him.
So I understand. How's the acquisition done? Sheken shaninu beilchot avadim. Sheha avadim niknim al yedei ma'ase shel avdut la'adonehem. Through an act of servitude. V'hu adin v'hi amot midah ba'avodat Hashem. Im kol ha-mitzvot nikraot avodah mishum sheha-adam mekayimam mipene heyoto nimtza bershut yosro, hine ha-emuna kiruya hi avodah mipene she'al yada ha-adam machnis et atzmo lerushut yosro. His argument, Rav Huttner, is that when a person dedicates themselves to God as an initial stage prior to performance, but a dedication, that in and of itself is called an avodah. So his suggestion in turn is to bring this concept over to this night. Hadivarim olim bad bevad im kol hamitba'er mitoch divrei hachamim. Ki bekoma haklalit shel Knesset Yisrael tofeset yesia Mitzrayim mamash oto makom shetofeset ha'emuna. And this was an aspect he was referring to earlier, which we glossed over. Bekoma ha-pratit shel ha-adam ha-ovedet et yitzro. Shekemo she'al yedei ha-emuna, ha-adam nichnas lichlal avdut Hashem, kemochen zacheta Knesset Yisrael, letoar shel avdei Hashem, b'sha'at yitzat Mitzrayim. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, she'oseti chameretz Mitzrayim. Ki li b'nei Yisrael avadim, she'oseti et hametz Mitzrayim. Ve'al ken, ba'a hi mitzvat ha-emuna lekol yachid mi-Yisrael davka bekeshe mitziyat Mitzrayim. Argues Rav Huttner, the actions that we do on the night of Yetziat Mitzrayim, the actions of eating the Korban Pesach once upon a time, the actions of eating the Matzah, the actions of eating the Maror, the actions of being Mesaper b'Yetziat Mitzrayim effectively could look the same as any other action we do. But when done within the context of first actions of submission, first actions upon leaving Egypt, it's an act as a prerequisite. It's an act in which I'm establishing my adherence, my fidelity, my acceptance of you as my God, as my master. Argues Rav Huttner, that's what happens on every Leil Pesach. If we're to re-experience, if we're to reenact Yetziat Mitzrayim, if we're now, for the first time, imagining our first entrance into a relationship with God, well, the way that we, so to speak, showed that we accept Him as the being who is in our life, the true being, is through these mitzvot. It's the first command. It's the first fulfillment. It's the first, so to speak, ma'aseh emunah, ma'aseh bitachon, way in which I accept this relationship, this servitude, this avodah. His argument in turn is, Leil Pesach, the mitzvot, yeah, they do. Taken out of context, look the same as shofar, lulav, tefillin, and everything else. In truth, tefillin are also zecher l'Yetziat Mitzrayim. So are a good dozen plus mitzvot in the Torah. But they're not the same as the mitzvot on this night.
Isn't that word a little traumatic for us? And if you think about the slaves, they were supposed to go into freedom. We're free here, but the people back then, they're slaves and they're told, now you're doing another avodah.
How about this? When Moshe asks God, and this really is the next stage, but it's the same point for me. When Moshe asks God, what am I going to tell the people? What's God's response? This will be the ot. You're going to come back to this mountain and ta'avdun et ha'elohim. You're going to do avodat Hashem. That's the promise to the people. By the way, not so crazy. By the way, speak to, and the psychology all over this, speak to people who are imprisoned for decades. They don't know how to live life, so to speak, as absolute free people. So even psychologically, I would argue it's the opposite. It's not that there's a certain crisis, a certain stress. It's almost easy. So I'm going from Paro to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a different mode. It's a different structure, but I'm still an Eved. But I think that that's the direction. I think that's the purpose. So you're leaving there. And you're leaving the bodily servitude and the tiring days and nights and working hard, But don't think the mindset of being an Eved is lost. The mindset of being an Eved, but being a true Eved at this point. So the suggestion then of Rav Huttner, and I want to bring this all together now, goes as follows. This night is a night fundamentally on which, and it's oftentimes overlooked, we assume this is a night of connecting to our children, and it is. We assume it's a night of growing in summer, and it is. It's a night effectively of Avodah. And yes, there's an irony. I thought it's a night of B'nai Horin. But at the same time, what did the B'nai Horin aspect bring? It came as a certain choice that I had, but my actions prove that I'm now focusing my Avodah, my servitude, my connectedness, my acceptance to God. I'd like to then bring that back to influence our understanding of Rabbi Soloveitchik's point from beforehand. Because if we present it, right now, there are two side-by-side thoughts. I'd like to merge these. The first thought was that Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim is not fulfilled merely with telling stories. It's with Derashot. It's with what we call Talmud Torah. The second aspect is that this night is about Avodah. I'd like to suggest that true Avodah of God as Jews, as Torah observant Jews, is fulfilled through not merely performing mitzvot, not even generally speaking, actually performed through mitzvot, but in its most pristine form, and we know this historically, we know it as a people, we know it from our own lives, through the study of Torah. I'll bring you back to that pasuk. God tells Moshe, when you take the people out, you're going to come to this mountain. This mountain is Har Sinai, and what are you going to do over here? He doesn't say you're going to receive the law. He doesn't say you're going to study. He says Ta'avdun. We've imagined, we've interpreted Torah for time immemorial because God told us so as being our way of worshiping Him. That's very, very different than other religions. In our community, it happens to be, and I remember I studied in I use that word, mistakenly right now. I'm going to use the word like this right now. I learned in Ashkenazic yeshivot for many years. Whenever I would come home and speak to my grandfather, he would say to me, what are you studying? It was always interesting for me. He said to me, what are you studying? And then when I was in yeshiva, we say, we're learning. So I would respond, I'm learning Gemara, I'm learning Halacha. It took a long time for me to notice what the difference between those two is. Studying is somewhat of a secular word. It's pragmatic. I study to perform. I study to teach. Studying has the connotation of anyone and anything that you're going to study in order to apply it. Learning is something altogether different. To learn, it might, I heard once, even come from the Yiddish word of leining, which means to read. The concept of Talmud Torah in Judaism is not so much a studying to apply. It's not so much a studying, it is as well, but it's in and of itself inherently my Avodah. It's an ironic and it's a unique thing to Judaism. How many other, and the answer is zero, religions or studies of religion could profess their greatness in the fact that you have hundreds, if not thousands, if not tens of thousands of people who study every day, yes, study every day from tractates which are thousands of years old using logic, which is, generally speaking, unless we work really hard, not so easily applicable. How many religions of the world will take pride in studying about oxen goring cows? How many religions, but I'm serious, and we, and I know, and when you're outside of the system, it looks as ridiculous as other people from other nations would look at it. But a Jewish approach to this matter has always been as such that I need to defend this. What is this? This is Talmud Torah. This is Devar Hashem. I'm connecting to God. I'm worshiping God through this study. The truth is, I've always been very fond of the words of Harambam. Harambam counts Avodat Hashem as one of the 613 mitzvot. As Rav Huttner pointed out at the very beginning, it's hard to do so. Everything's Avodah. What's not Avodat Hashem? So Harambam, and he's criticized by Ramban Nachmani for this, but listen to the fifth of his 613 mitzvot. HaMitzvah HaMishit, Hi Shesivanu Le'obdo Yit'ala, Ukvar Nichpal Sivui Ze Pe'amim. This mitzvah was many times repeated in the Torah. Amar, va'avadetem et Adonai Elohechem. ve'amar ve'oto ta'avodu, ve'amar ve'oto ta'avod, ve'amar ul'obdo. At least four times the Torah talks about worship. How do you worship God? Everything I do. Now, if it's part of the 613 mitzvot, there's got to be something specific. Even though this mitzvah is all-encompassing, there's something specific. Shehu siva bitvila. Initially, Harambam says, avodah is avodah shebalev, prayer. That one's easy. That one's easy. Prayer, we affiliate, we associate with avodah. What are you doing in prayer? I might be making a request, but fundamentally, that's worship. Lashon sifre, Gemara, the beginning of Masechet Ta'anit, ul obdo zo tefila. Vamru gamken ul obdo ze Talmud. Harambam continues and he says, and the rabbis say as well, that ul obdo is not only prayer, it's also study. Can you imagine? Again, Judaism, Torah, religious Jews for time immemorial have imagined and have appreciated Talmud Torah as being the way that we worship. Quotes from a midrash. Amru. Ve'amru. The rabbis furthermore said, you want to know how to worship God? Two ways, two mechanisms. One, in the temple. Korbanot. We would say tefillah today. The other way, through Talmud Torah. I'm suggesting in turn to piece it all together that maybe on the night in which, to a certain extent, we coronate God as our master, the night in which we say, I'm going to start my worship of you, I don't only do it with performance of the mitzvot. That's significant. But I do it in the most pristine Jewish Torah aspect of what it means to worship. It's the unique one. It's the one that isn't shared by many others. It's not when I'm studying. It's when I'm learning. It's when I'm dedicating myself to reading his words and feeling within them a certain fulfillment in and of itself, a speaking with him, so to speak. And that's a Jewish concept as well, that as you study Torah, you're speaking to God and hearing his words and in some sort of conversation, communication with him. That's avodah, as opposed to reading static old words. In short, the night of Pesach is a night in which we tell a story which transports us back to a time long ago when we left Egypt. But we don't suffice with that. That's the storytelling. We then take it to the next step. The next step, Rabbi Soloveitchik suggests, is Talmud Torah. For what reason? Because Talmud Torah, just like performance of these mitzvot, is avodah. It's avodah at its highest level. It's the most supreme. It's the pinnacle of avodah. You want to truly worship me? Well, let's get into a conversation. How can I get in a conversation with you, God? Well, find my words. Interpret them. Let's talk. You find them. You tell me what you think. And I'll, so to speak, speak back through these words to you. It means that the night of Pesach, if we're going to do it right, just like throughout our lives, but especially on the night in which we want to appreciate that avodah, we begin with a story. We continue with the study of Torah and performance of mitzvot, because the performance of these mitzvot, just like a slave, in his initial act of acceptance, of adherence, of fidelity, of loyalty to his master, so too we, as B'nai Yisrael, as those who adhere to the Torah, the avodah of Harambam Sefer HaMitzvot, realize that true avodah, best avodah, unique avodah, as a member of Am Yisrael, will be fulfilled through the Talmud Torah of Arami Oved Avi, of Afataymor Lokin Chota Pesach, of En Maftirina Hara Pesach Hifikomin, of appreciating and finding that conversation, that communication with God and to God through Talmud Torah. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen ve'amen.